You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to be talking about the subject that is devouring the nation. And there's a lot of talk about. And we're going to take your calls tonight and see what you have to think about it. There was a remarkable happening today. We're also going to talk about that. So don't go away. I'll be right back after this very short pause.
Glad you could make it. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. You to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
Well, folks, today was memorable. Late last night, we had a notification on CNN that a Secret Service agent was now going to testify for the government against President Clinton, that he had discovered Monica Lewinsky and William Jefferson Clinton in a compromising position. Well, this was big news. So we called our people in Washington, and they began to call and ask around, and sure enough, that was the official talk in Washington, D.C. And then this morning, the Secret Service said that they had no report of any such thing. And I really, that surprised me that they would be, because the Secret Service, according to what I understand about them, is supposed to guard the president, his wife, and his family, and not spy on them. I mean, if the Secret Service really report every single thing that the president does, including when he kisses his wife and when he goes to bed with her and when he kisses one of the interns or goes to bed with her, whatever else it is, you know, if I was president, that would really make me angry. And I really don't understand why that would be the case. But nevertheless, that was the report from the head of the Secret Service that no such agent had ever reported any such thing. Later in the day, the Dallas Morning News and CNN made a statement that their sources had told them that the report was erroneous. So at this time, we don't know if there was a Secret Service agent who was going to testify or who is going to testify or whoever saw the president in a compromising position. But I will tell you this, everybody in Washington, D.C. was buzzing with this news all night long. The Dallas Morning News published it in their morning paper this morning. CNN was on the air with it last night. And all I can tell you is that report is now totally, 100%, completely in the never-never limbo land. Nobody knows what that means. It is unbelievable to watch the frenzy that is surrounding this. Now, I know most of you work all day, so you haven't been able to see what's going on. I work all day, too. But you see, my job is to find out what's going on and report it to you. And there is a frenzy like sharks feeding on chum and scraps and chopped up fish that somebody throws in the ocean. And there seems to be millions of sharks. It is just incredible that all of the legitimate things, now let me take that back. They're not legitimate things. All of the things that could be considered to be criminal activity that has been perpetrated by William Jefferson Clinton has been covered up, ignored. The press has made excuses for his activity, has failed to tell the American people the truth on many occasions, not just once or twice. He has been caught in lie after lie after lie, and the press has excused it and covered it up and made all kinds of excuses. And the whole liberal establishment has done the same thing. And now he supposedly had some relationship with a White House intern, a 21-year-old woman. And these people are going crazy. They are literally out to get him. And it's not just Kenneth Starr. It's CBS, ABC, CNN, NBC. All the communist news networks that before made all the excuses for William Jefferson Clinton, that acted as the apologists for William Jefferson Clinton, that covered up and failed to report the facts of the stories and the criminal activity that this man has been engaged in, are now going for the throat on William Jefferson Clinton. Over this supposed affair that he had with Monica Lewinsky, and the fact that she claimed that he told her not to tell anybody about it, to deny it, to lie about it. This is just incredible, folks, and it tells me that there is a major power behind this. It tells me, here's my take on it, listen to my take. Here's my take, folks. As long as he was playing the game of the New World Order crowd and the Illuminati, they would cover up for him, they would lie for him, they would do anything to protect him. He's done something wrong. He has made these people angry, and now they're going to take him down. And it doesn't appear that he knows what he did wrong, but I know what he did wrong. I know what he did wrong, ladies and gentlemen. This happened right after Netanyahu's visit to the White House. Netanyahu is the Israeli prime minister. And if you don't think that the Zionists have power in this country, the power to do what's happening here, you're not playing with a full deck of cards, because that's what exactly what happened. President Clinton refused to go along with Netanyahu's plan. That's number one. Number two, he stood up for the Palestinians and Yasser Arafat, and he told the world that the Palestinians should not be required to give up their demand for the destruction of the state of Israel. You know, when he said that, I knew that he did something wrong, and I knew that he was going to pay some kind of consequences for it. And when this began to happen, I didn't immediately connect the two, but that is exactly what's going on here. Clinton went against the Israel PAC and the International Zionist Organization, which, by the way, folks, if you automatically equate that with Jews, you're not playing with a full deck of cards. This is British Israelism. This is the power of Great Britain that we're talking about. This is the power of Zionist Judaism and Zionist Christianity. There are more Christian Zionists, by the way, than there are Jewish Zionists. And just in case you don't know this, most Jews don't have anything to do with any of it. And that's the truth. Most Jews are just about as secular as you can get. Don't even go to synagogue anymore. William Jefferson Clinton pissed off one of the most powerful and wealthy groups of people in the world. And now he's paying the price. He told Netanyahu he could not go along fully with his plan. And they pretended like everything was okay between the two, but it wasn't. And then he stood up and told the world, backed Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian organization, by stating that Netanyahu and Israel's demand that the Palestinians drop their demand for the destruction of the state of Israel was unreasonable, and that the Palestinians shouldn't have to do that, and that he sided with them on that issue. That's what this is all about. That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. The president is in deep trouble, and there's only one way for him to get out of this. And that's for him to reverse his stance there. And I don't know whether he's going to do that or not. I got to tell you that the Middle East is the biggest can of worms that exists on the face of this earth today. And we don't have any business in any of it to start with. Period. It's not our business. It's not our fight. You know why we're involved in it, ladies and gentlemen? Because of the religious and Zionist interests in Israel. It's all about religion. It's all about religion. And these religious groups, both Christian and Jewish and British Israelist, are extremely rich and extremely powerful. But that's what this is all about. And I don't think President Clinton has the slightest clue as to why this is happening. Because normally, nobody would wrinkle an eyebrow at this. It's classic Clinton. It's been going on his whole life. Everybody knows he's a womanizer. Everybody knows he can't keep his hands off of women. Everybody knows he's a liar. They've always known it. And now everybody's pretending to be shocked. And the news media is going after him like a pack of sharks after a chopped up fish in the ocean. The same people who have always covered up for his lies, protected his crimes, failed to report the true facts on these things, and poo-pooed any insinuation or allegation from anyone that Clinton could be lying or could be engaged in any kind of criminal activities whatsoever. And then instantly, as soon as he made those statements concerning the State of Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLF, the Palestinian Liberation, or the PLO, I was right the first time, Palestinian Liberation Organization, that's when this happened. That is when this happened. And you know when I knew that that it was exactly what was going on? Was when Arlen Specter stood up in front of the United States Senate today, chastised the President of the United States and supported Kenneth Starr, the special prosecutor. That's when I knew. I knew it positively. And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what has happened. He went against Netanyahu and the State of Israel and the entire Zionist British Israelist organization in the world when he failed to support their demand that the Palestinian Liberation Organization drop the plank in their platform that calls for the destruction of the State of Israel. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not even going to comment on who I think is right or wrong on that issue because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we have anything or any business, I should say, with our toe in any of the problems in the Middle East. There's no oil shortage, never has been. If they shut off all the oil from the Middle East to the United States of America tomorrow, it wouldn't hurt us one bit. Except that the major oil companies would try to make it look like it would hurt us, just like they did back in the 70s when they pulled that phony oil shortage and jacked up the price of oil and gasoline and everything else, and it never went back down again. For a phony oil shortage, which they all brought about, there was never any shortage of oil. If you don't believe that, you just go back and check it out. I'm going to go online here with my computer and plug into the website because there's some stuff there that we got to talk about. The president, I guess, still thinks this is about Monica Lewinsky. It's not. Nobody in this country cares if he went to bed with Monica Lewinsky, apparently. That's what I'm hearing. I mean, there's a few people like me that believe that if he'll screw around on his wife, he'll screw around on the country and the people and the nation and the military and everything else. I firmly believe that. And I think he was wrong to do it. And I don't think he should be president, not just because of that, but because of a lot of other more serious things that he's done. But if that was the only thing that he did, I would still think he shouldn't be president just because of that. Because that's my moral values speaking. And I speak for me only, not for anybody else. That's just me. It's the way everybody in this country used to think, but apparently not anymore. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, everybody else in the nation does it. Why should we hold him to a higher standard? Well, the truth is, everybody else in the nation doesn't do it. That's just not true. That's the same as saying that every single man in this country is a liar, a conniver, a cheat, an adulterer, cheats on his wife, and it's just not true. It's not true at all. It's like saying all blacks are dope dealers. That's not true either. You see? So, this is serious stuff. These people are out to bring down the President of the United States. Not for some legitimate crime, because they can't get into those things because they're all involved in them. They're all involved in the dope. They're all involved in Mena, Arkansas. They're all involved in the rape of the savings, the loans, and Whitewater. They're all involved in this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They're all involved in the murder of Vince Foster. So, they're going to take him down with this. And believe me, folks, if he survives this, he's going to be a lame duck president. Nobody's going to listen to him anymore. He will lose all credibility and all support. Now, if they can bring a case against him and they can make it stick, here's what's going to happen. And here's what he'll have to do. He will have to do exactly the same thing that Richard Nixon did. He will meet privately with Al Gore. You know, Al Gore. Boy, if there was ever a Frankenstein monster, it's Al Gore. He'll meet with Al Gore, and they'll make an agreement. He'll resign the presidency. Al Gore will step up and take over the presidency, which will really help the Democratic Party, as a matter of fact, in the next election. And Al Gore will pardon William Jefferson Clinton. And the world will go on. That's what will happen, ladies and gentlemen. If they can't bring a case against him, they're going to ruin his credibility. His backing will fall to pieces. He will not be able to push through any more of his programs for the rest of this term. He'll literally be a lame duck. Crippled duck, dead duck, really, if you want to know the truth. But that's what's going to happen. And if they can bring a case against him and make it stick, this president is going to resign. Because if he doesn't resign, it means that it will go to impeachment if he's found guilty by a trial in the Congress. Then he could be removed from office forcibly and imprisoned. And there could be other trials that follow as a result. Now, Bill Clinton is called Slick Willie, and he's not called Slick Willie for nothing. He's not going to go through that. He's not going to take a chance of going to jail and being totally disgraced. He will resign. And when he resigns, after Al Gore takes office, Al Gore will pardon William Jefferson Clinton, just like what happened to Richard Nixon. So there's two possibilities here. He can stay in office, but his credibility is ruined. His backing will disappear. His programs that he wants to push through will evaporate in the wind and won't go anywhere. Or he will face a real danger of being impeached and imprisoned, and he will resign. Al Gore will assume the presidency, and then Al Gore will pardon William Jefferson Clinton. Those are the two possibilities that you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. There is no in-between. Now, as slick as Slick Willie is, there's a way out, long shot possibility that he could come somehow slither through this. But folks, I don't see how in the world he could do it. But you know what? A lot of people have underestimated Bill Clinton all of his life. And I'm not going to be guilty of that. I'm going to tell you that there definitely is a long shot. And if anybody in the world could pull it off, it would be William Jefferson Clinton, of slithering through this unscathed. Okay? So there are two major possibilities, and then there's this long shot that I really don't think is going to happen, but it could. And if it does, I'll probably be the only one who didn't underestimate him this time around. This is serious stuff, really serious stuff. Oh, man. Unbelievable. It really is. And It is bad for everybody, bad for all of us. I would rather see him go down, if he's got to go down, for some of the legitimate criminal activity that he's been involved in so that we can get that out of the way and make sure it doesn't happen again. You see, but that's not the way it goes. And Bill Clinton, I don't think, has a clue. If he did, he'd be talking about other things. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false. and I need to go back to work for the American people.
You see, he hasn't got a clue. He doesn't know what's happening. And I can't believe that there's not somebody in his chain of advisors who can't tell him what happened here. I just can't believe that there's not somebody in the White House who knows why this is going on. And believe me, folks, it's happening for the exact reason that I just told you. Now, Hillary was on a major network's news program this morning. I forget the exact name of the program because I'm not gonna push them. They don't need any advertising from me. They're getting plenty of it all over the place. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is what Hillary Clinton said. This is going to rock you. If you're hearing what I'm hearing, this is just literally going to rock you. See, she might have a clue. She might have a clue. Jerry Falwell is a rabid Zionist, and she's talking about Jerry Falwell as one of these people who's out to get them. Listen to this.
I do believe that this is a battle. I mean, look at the very people who are involved in this. They have popped up in other settings. This is the great story here for anybody willing to find it and write about it and explain it. Is this vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This vast right-wing conspiracy. Now, she went on, and I'm not going to play all of it, but she went on and talked about who these people are. Religious people, she talked about. And in specific, in one point, she was directly, even though she didn't say his name, she was directly referring to Jerry Falwell, who is one of the major powerful Zionists in this country. If you don't believe he's a Zionist, call him up and ask him. He'll tell you. This is what has happened. I don't think Bill Clinton has a clue. I think Hillary Clinton knows exactly what's going on. That's what I think. Hillary Clinton also did something else when she made that statement, ladies and gentlemen, and it's important that you understand this. Hillary Clinton has joined the ranks of those loony, fringe, element paranoids who think someone is always out to get them. That's right. In that startling announcement, she declared herself to be a conspiracy theorist. Wow. Do you know what I just said, ladies and gentlemen? Hillary Clinton is a conspiracy theorist. Hillary Clinton, on a major network morning program today, January 27th, claimed that the allegations of sexual misconduct against President Clinton and the allegations that he coached Monica Lewinsky to lie about it are the fruits of a vast right-wing conspiracy. Hillary even theorized that those names involved in putting forth the allegations against her husband are right-wing, have popped up in similar situations in the past, and therefore constitute a right-wing conspiracy against her husband, and not just a right-wing conspiracy, in her own words, a vast right-wing conspiracy. This is amazing. And some of you just never get it, do you? I know some of you out there shaking your head saying, what the hell is he talking about? Well, folks, it was President Bill Clinton and Hillary who have condemned all conspiracy theory as being the manifestation of right-wing paranoia. And that makes this a most remarkable development. In the aftermath of the Waco massacre and the Oklahoma City bombing, the president and Hillary Clinton labeled conspiracy theorists paranoid, right-wing extremists, fundamentalists, and white supremacists. That's right. You all heard it. You all heard it. The press then echoed the Clinton statements and urged the American people to ignore conspiracy theories because they, and I quote, are the product of the paranoid and twisted minds of right-wing extremists. And now Hillary Clinton is a conspiracy theorist. Folks, does that make Hillary Clinton a paranoid, right-wing, extremist, fundamentalist, white supremacist with a twisted mind whom the public should ignore? Let me ask you that question again. Does this make Hillary Clinton, according to her own definition and the definition of the extreme-left liberal press in this country, the communist news networks, does this make Hillary Clinton, according to their own definition, a paranoid right-wing extremist fundamentalist white supremacist with a twisted mind whom the public should ignore? Does it? Well, according to the definition of conspiracy theorist, forth by the liberal press and the Clintons themselves over the last several years, folks, that is exactly what she is and exactly what we should do. Now, that's not me telling you that's exactly what she is and exactly what we should do. That's according to the definition of conspiracy theorists put forth by the liberal press and the Clintons themselves over the last several years. That makes it exactly what she is and exactly what we should do. It's too much, folks. I can't take it. It's out of sight. It's gone. By the way, folks, I'm online. If you want to leave a message for me in the voices section of our website, harvest-trust.org, I'll see it right here on my computer, right in front of me.
In human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took it from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt, they get the interest. They get the gold, you get the shell.
They want is
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Oh, by the way, Doug Wagner, if you're listening, be sure and call me tonight. Greta, if he's not listening and you're listening, please have him call me tonight. It's very important. I need his advice on television editing equipment. Because we're going to do TV, folks. I'm going to open the phones right now. The number is 520-333-4578. We'll see what you have to say about all of this. I know that some of you have got to have something to say about it. 520-333-4578. What do you think about what's going on? What do you think about this media feeding frenzy? What do you think about Hillary Clinton's hitting the nail right on the head, exactly, dead center, and becoming a conspiracy theorist on national Communist News Network television? And what do you think about Bill Clinton's inability to understand what's going on? This is incredible. He's the president of the United States. He could have nailed these people in a news conference and put it right where it belongs, in the pocket of British Israelism and international Zionism. Because that's exactly what's happening. That's who's after Bill Clinton. He went along with the PLO in stating that they shouldn't have to drop their demand for the destruction of the state of Israel. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? This is incredible. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you want to call in and give us your comment on all of this, I find it absolutely incredible that this has gone over everybody's head. It initially went over my head until I sat down and really started thinking about it. This is baloney. This guy's been getting away with this stuff forever. Nobody ever cared about this before. They had tapes of his conversations with Jennifer Flowers. They had evidence that he was having Arkansas Highway Patrol officers bring girls to him in the governor's office and setting up meetings with him and women all over the state of Arkansas. Everybody knows and knew and continues to know that Bill Clinton lies all the time. He's a liar. He's a chronic liar. This man is sick. Oh, by the way, before I forget it, for those of you listening in the Round Valley, this broadcast will be immediately followed by a live broadcast on 101.1 FM of the President's State of the Union message. You don't want to miss that. Last year, he told us an awful lot that he didn't know that we understood because he used symbolism. He said that we were facing the sunset and preparing our children for the new dawn. And in the symbolic language of the mystery schools, it signals the death of the old order and the birth of the new, which is world government coming up here pretty quick, folks. And most of you haven't got a clue. Don't even know that it's happening. Let me see, make sure that I actually have an open line here. I did not check the phone, and therefore I don't know if it's open. It is open. Therefore, everything is fine. 520-333-4578. All of you who want to make your mark on the world, give me a call right now. Tell me what you think about all of this. What do you think of my explanation? Am I right? If I'm not right, why? What is your take on this? Do you really believe that they're going to bring down the President of the United States for something he's been doing over and over and over again all his life? Do you really think that's what's happening? Do you really believe that the press that had lied and covered up and protected him and all of the liberal establishment that has been doing this for years all of a sudden decided that that's just one woman too many? I don't think so. I don't think so at all, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that very powerful forces are going to bring this president down simply because he failed to support Benjamin Netanyahu's Mideastern policy 100%. And because he made a public statement in a press conference that he thought Israel's demand that the PLO dropped their plank in their organization's policy statement for the destruction of the state of Israel. He said it was unreasonable to expect them to drop that demand, to expect the PLO to drop that demand. And he didn't even see any reason why they should. And that's why this is happening to Bill Clinton now. Are you all on overload? Have I shocked you into absolute silence? Have I just totally rendered you completely paralyzed? Apparently so. You know, most people would not have thought of this. Most people don't understand the power of British Israelism and international Zionism. Most people don't even know what that means. If you say the word Zionism, most people instantly say Jews. They don't understand that most Jews, especially in this country, really aren't involved in that, don't really care. Some do. The big Zionist contingent in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are some of the largest Christian organizations in this country. One, right off the top of my head, is Jerry Falwell and his entire ministry. That's just one. Just one. And Hillary Clinton made reference directly to him this morning in her statement about this vast right-wing conspiracy that's out to get her husband. You know, I resent that because I'm not a part of that conspiracy. I'm not right-wing either. I'm an American. But, you know, every time they refer to me, they refer to me as a right-wing extremist. They've even called me a white supremacist, even though I couldn't be a white supremacist if I wanted to. I can't figure out why she said right-wing unless she really believes that Zionism and British Israelism are right-wing. The truth is, if you put the so-called right-wing and the left-wing side-by-side in this country, there isn't any difference between the two, ladies and gentlemen. There are the Democratic and Republican Party and the left-wing and the right-wing aligned against true Americans. That's really what this is all about. Real Americans don't belong to any of those things. They really don't. We are simply Americans who are trying to cling, if you will, to the principles and ideals which we all so loyally and faithfully believed in since the beginnings of this country. And what made this country the greatest nation in the history of the world? That's what we're about. Let's hear these again. For those of you who may have been working all day, listen to this. Here's Bill Clinton. It's clear he hasn't got a clue. He doesn't know what's going on. He's defending himself against this charge that he had sexual relationships with Monica Lewinsky and that he told her to lie about it. That's not what it's about. But here's his statement. You can see that he really believes that this is what it's all about. Well, I guess I can't do that because I didn't have the pot turned up. So I'll turn the pot up. Now I'll do it. Okay, here we go. That still isn't it. Okay, try it again. Here we go. Got the right pot this time.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Are the allegations false? If you look at his track record, you can't believe the man. You cannot believe what he says if you look at his track record. Based upon his past behavior where women are concerned, ladies and gentlemen, he most probably did it, but there's always the chance that he didn't. There's still a chance that he didn't do it, that this whole thing could be a setup. But I don't believe him. I don't believe it. Because I can't believe him when he says he didn't do it. Because he has lied continuously for his whole life about these kinds of things. He has a track record. This is what William Jefferson Clinton does. The reason Hillary doesn't get angry is because they have one of these open marriages. You know what that means? That means they're married, and they probably really do love each other, and they support each other, but they're together for the long haul based upon what one can do for the other and vice versa. These 60-style open marriages, which is what Bill and Hillary Clinton have, means that he can go and do anything with whatever woman he wants to, and she can go do anything with whatever man she wants to, as long as it's not supposed to become public knowledge, and as long as neither one of them brings anything home that shouldn't be home, like some weird disease. That's the kind of marriage that William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton have. And they've admitted it on several occasions. It's no secret in the state of Arkansas. Never has been. It's no secret in Washington, D.C., for that matter, either. Might be a big secret in Oklahoma, Utah, Montana, or Podunk, Idaho. Or most of the state of Arizona, for that matter. Now listen to Hillary Clinton. She hits the nail right on the head. And becomes a conspiracy theorist. I never thought I'd see the day. This is one of those people who claim that conspiracy theory was the terribly warped and sick product of right-wing extremist wacko fundamentalist white supremacists. Here we go.
I do believe that this is a battle. I mean, look at the very people who are involved in this. They have popped up in other settings. This is the great story here for anybody willing to find it and write about it and explain it, is this vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
Why do you think she said for anybody who was willing to find it and write about it? Because nobody's going to touch it with a 10-foot pole except people like me. Because I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. If they came and killed us all tonight, I'm still going to tell the truth because that's the only thing that's worth telling. Everybody else is deathly afraid of these people. Does this mean that William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Clinton are going to stand against the power and wealth of the Israel Pact and British Israelism? Is that what's happening here? Because if it is, there's going to be a war the likes of you, which you've never seen before. Probably politically and weaponry. If they have taken the stance that they're going to stand against the Israeli Pact and British Israelism, the combined power and wealth of these two organizations, there's going to be a political war the likes of which you've never seen. And the media is going to rip William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Clinton to shreds before this is over. And it will probably come to military action in the Middle East. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I'm just saying, if they've decided, if that's what they've decided to do, then that's what's ultimately going to happen. If they haven't, if what he did was just a blunder on his part, just a foolish whim or an act of total ignorance, and I can't see how that could happen because the president doesn't just go out and talk about things like that. He gets advice from this big round table of cabinet members and advisors and National Security Council and the CIA and the NSA and everybody else in the world. In fact, the president himself, by himself, never does anything like that. He does what he's told by the power that put him in office, and that's the truth of that myth. So this is really weird. Very, very, very strange, ladies and gentlemen, that William Jefferson Clinton, number one, would do such a thing. And number two, that he wouldn't understand the consequences of it. But it is the only explanation for what is going on based upon the whole history of the Clintons, and particularly Bill Clinton, where women are involved. But if you want to know where the real fault lies, it lies solidly in the laps of the American people for putting him in office in the first place, knowing, number one, that he's a womanizer, number two, that he's a liar. Number three, there were many, many, many allegations and charges of criminal behavior against this man before he ever ran for election the first time, and all of that came out, and people still voted him into office. Even knowing his name was Slick Willie, and knowing in addition to the fact that his name was Slick Willie, that not one single person in this country would ever stop at a used car lot with a sign that said Slick Willie's Used Cars and buy a car from Slick Willie. They voted this guy into the office of the presidency of the United States of America, made him one of the most powerful men upon the face of this earth. And now they're all shocked and surprised that the name Slick Willie carries with it what Slick Willie should. That's why you wouldn't stop at Slick Willie's car lot. Amazing. I think this whole country's gone absolutely berserk, insane, over the edge, fell off the cliff a long time ago, and failed to open their parachute. And when they failed to open their parachute, and we're still plummeting, they wondered why they were falling so fast and why the ground is coming up to meet them. Pull the parachute cord, folks. Pull the cord. I think that if you do, you're going to find that it won't work. Because that's what you've built into this system through ignorance and apathy and selfishness over many years. You have not packed your chute right. And so when you pull the cord, it's not going to open. It's going to sort of get all tangled up, flutter in the breeze, and then you're going to say, oh no. And that's going to be the end of the United States of America as we know it. In fact, maybe all over already, and maybe we just haven't realized it yet. Excuse me. I had to take a little drink of water there and wet my dry whistle. Well, folks, I find this all absolutely incredible. I find it extremely interesting. And I find the comments of the average man on the street when interviewed by reporters to be just so far off the deep end, it's as if they all walked right out of a mental institution just moments before the man with the microphone came along. Don't forget, if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, 101.1 FM Eager will carry the entire State of the Union speech live immediately following this broadcast. Good night, folks. I hope you all wake up and help us get a handle on things before it's too late. That is, if you care. And oh, by the way, God bless each and every single one of you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms. Let the stun wall pass through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, stay on the back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Can't produce that and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the moneyed founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and put in saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar bright, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike.
Order
out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation.
You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, from the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kit, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. The sonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Planned confusion.
Masonic religion. It's a liar. Not your praying for a Luciferian Messiah.
The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools.
They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, but Sonic Master's plan. Rhodes Scholar oration. Clinton speaks, then rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation. New World Order. Illuminati coronation. Orders of the Quest. Think they're superior. They think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little pet.
Skull and Bones, Skull and Key, Knight Templar, Harvard University.
They're the Faustian Fraternity.
Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR, Albatross.
And the party couldn't record.